We end today with a look at another big winner from last night's Academy Awards, Coco. The Disney Pixar production got the Oscar for Best Animated Feature. Coco tells the story of Miguel, a boy who loves music, despite what his family says.
No music! No music! No music!
I think we're the only family in Mexico who hates music. And my family's fine with that.
But me?
Be back by lunch, mijo.
Love you, mama.
I am not like the rest of my family.
Miguel's quest eventually leads him to a Day of the Dead reunion with his ancestors. Even before Coco won its Oscar, it had been praised by reviewers for getting a lot of things right with its portrayal of Mexican culture. Cartoonist Lalo Alcaraz might have something to do with that. He worked on Coco as a cultural advisor for Disney. So Lalo, congratulations are in order.
Thank you. Thank you, Marco. I appreciate it.
So how does it feel to have your work and the rest of the whole Coco team's work rewarded with this Best Animated Feature Oscar?
I was saying knock wood every 5 minutes just about, and urging people to light Virgen de Guadalupe candles so that we would win, and came through, and also for Best Original Song.
I suspect validation for you personally as cultural advisor for this film, it'll come more from the Mexican community than from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. I am curious, though, to know, what does this Oscar mean to you personally?
What I wanted to happen was to make Coco a really good movie that my kids could watch and their kids could watch, and not a, you know, typical Hollywood whitewashing of Mexican culture, you know, the Hollywood version of culture.
You were initially very vocal in your criticism of this whole Disney project that eventually became Coco. I mean, it'd be easy to just be a Disney critic and stand on the outside. Why did you agree to jump on board as a consultant?
I was never against the project. You know, I'm not against Hollywood using Mexican culture as a backdrop, as part of a plot for a major motion picture, as long as they do it right, as long as they hire people from the community to help with it or to actually do it. We have a long way to go for that, but I was really against the trademarking that Disney's legal department tried to do of the term Dia de los Muertos. And I, like everybody else, you know, fought that. And in one of our rare victories for the community, we won it. And Disney withdrew the trademark application and learned a lesson. And I think it paid off in the attention that Pixar paid in getting all the cultural details right.
In terms of cultural details, what was like one thing that Disney was in danger of getting wrong that you came to the rescue for?
Oh, well, I don't know how much I rescued, but the Pixar crew did an awesome job. They had already done tours of Mexico. And by tours, I mean months and months and in all settings, you know, not just southern Mexico for Day of the Dead festivals or anything, but, you know, to Mexico City, to Guanajuato, to other areas in the south, to Oaxaca, Michoacan. And they really absorbed, spent time with families. You know, they were already on their way to doing a really good job. But, you know, there's a couple of little things I think that, you know, my specialty is what does the U.S. Latino audience, how do they perceive things that Hollywood presents, you know? And so I did my best to try to make sure that there was a lot of Spanish in the movie so that it would flow, you know? And I also always made the note, like, don't translate things, you know, like have the characters say things in Spanish and don't say like hermano, my brother, you know, because that's like clunky and it takes you out of it. And if you're a bilingual person, that just ruins a movie. It does for me. But one of the funny things was the abuela character was originally supposed to wield a kitchen spoon, a menacing spoon. And that's how she, you know, would like bop everybody and threaten them. And I said, you know, that's cool, and I'm sure that's happened in some Mexican households, but you have to use the chancla.
What's
that? And the chancla is the dreaded slipper, which is becomes an aerial, you know, missile with amazing accuracy when thrown by an angry mother or grandmother.
Yeah, so Mexican grandmothers are more likely to use a slipper than a spoon.
They'll pull it off and it's got like radar on it, you know,
right for your head.
Around the corner. Yeah. And so, you know, and it's a trope. It's on the internet there. You could find a million chancla memes that Chicanos and Mexican Americans send around to each other. But and you kind of get tired of it. But I said, you know what? this is for the ages, man. Let's put the chancla in.
Lalo, a lot of people talk about the importance of on-screen representation for Latinos in Hollywood, and it has improved, and Coco is an animated version of inclusion. What's left to do, though, in terms of Latino on-screen representation?
We have to have Latinos writing and presenting the stories and shooting them and also working in the studios and approving them. And, you know, so that if we come with a story about an American Latino family or event or something, it's not foreign. The studios have people reviewing material that understand, you know, that maybe you shouldn't trademark Dia de los Muertos or something like that. I don't know, I just pulled that example out of the air.
For example.
So that's the next step. And us getting to tell our own stories, you know, Coco proved that brown people can open a major motion picture, and Black Panther is proving it again, and that we can be successful around the planet with our real stories. And Wakanda forever.
Wakanda forever. Were you in L.A. last night? Go to any Oscar parties?
Yeah, I was at the Oscars last night, up in the nosebleed seats. Me and Marcela Davison Aviles, who's a lead consultant also with me on the team, we would get up, scream Viva Mexico, and then we went out and had a celebratory cocktail or two.
Nice.
And I have a nice money shot with an actual Oscar, so I'm good.
Not surprised. You know how to roll.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Lalo Alcaraz, cartoonist and cultural advisor for the Oscar-winning animated feature Coco. Thanks very much, and congratulations again.
Thank you. Remember me, though I have to travel far. Remember me, each time you hear a sad guitar. Know that I'm with you, the only way that I can be, until you're
And that, of course, is Remember Me from the film Coco. It won Best Original Song at the Oscars last night. And don't you forget, we come to you from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios here at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for listening.